Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Get Facts podcast. My name's James.
And my name's Johnny, and we're in a different corner today.
We're in a slightly different corner because Johnny has, do you want to explain to the listener what you've done?
Yeah, I've been out and I've trapped myself. Daddy's bought a gift for Daddy.
You bought yourself a gift, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to start calling me a Funky John now.
Don't think I'll call you that, mate. My idea of a treat is a £4 Casio watch. Can you see that?
Yeah. It's nice, actually. I like that.
It's all right, isn't it? Simple, Basic. But yeah, your idea of a treat is what, Johnny?
A Roland TD-25KV.
Means nothing to anyone else.
Fancy drum kit, electric.
Electric drum kit.
Before playing in my flat.
Is it on right now?
Yeah, I've turned it down.
It's picking out, though, isn't it?
I mean, that just sounds like you slapping a bit of plastic.
It does, but thank God it was in my hand and nothing else. So, yeah, you bought a drum kit, haven't you?
Yeah.
What possessed you? So, obviously, the single life.
A single life, do what I want, or don't I? Answer to no man.
Apart from the man who, obviously, you bought it off.
Yeah, the man who agreed the fucking finance on it, thick bastard.
Are you finding it, yeah?
Oh, lovely, yeah.
So, what we're hoping, listener, I'm sure you'll agree with myself here, is we'll have more funky sort of... Back beats, and you know,
I mean, I can go over there and shout and drum, but I can shout my bit and drum over the top of them.
But if we do, say, we do like sort of the stories, northeast sort of erotica, and you know, you could be in the background doing your little
that's a good idea.
Drums.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's not like ideal instrument for it,
no,
but you know,
but we'll see.
Anyway, do you want to carry on with your drum kit?
I mean, they're just nice, aren't they? Beautiful.
It's all right, I had a little go. It's all right.
Yeah, you did have a little go. You're not very good, are you?
Well, no, but again, it's the first time I've ever played on a drum kit. Forgive me.
Well, yeah, but I thought you'd have picked it up a bit better.
Then what? Then you're just thrashing at it. That's what you do anyway.
Yeah, but you...
Also, I filmed you, right? And I will put that video on Twitter.
Oh,
I filmed you doing it, right?
Have I got a daft head?
You look like you're in a threesome and a man's, like, tickling your bollocks and you just rather not look... When you're playing drums.
Oh, right.
You look like you'd rather wish you were somewhere else, like you're doing someone a favour.
It's because I used to, when I was younger, I used to play drums and someone commented that I had a stupid face while I did it. So I try and remain soulless.
Yeah, but you sort of look around as if, like, there's a fly in the room or something. Again, the listeners can see that. I will put that video on Twitter at GetFatCast. Anyway, today's topic, if you want to go do today's topic... Straight away.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I don't think I've got any pub updates this week.
You've not? Well, I've been out.
Have you? Oh, go on then. Tell us.
I was out with my flatmate and family member, Aaron, who you may know from the Grime episode.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of other family
members. How is
Aaron?
Is he a nice boy still?
He's still a very lovely boy.
Good.
We've been putting up some IKEA furniture together.
Have you?
Yeah. And that's not a euphemism, by the way.
I love
IKEA furniture. I got a mattress on your recommendation as well.
Oh, did you?
IKEA, yeah. Lovely, mate. Lovely comfort. Anyway, so we put up some furniture.
Does it make you dream of me?
No, thankfully not.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, so put up some furniture, and then we thought we'd treat ourselves by going out for a few drinks. Now, we ended up playing drinking games.
Really?
Yeah, there was a few of us out. A few of our younger family members who are ex-students now. So they brought that drinking game sort of culture in with it.
See, I can't get away with them. I don't...
No, well, they were on shots. I did steer clear of that. I just stuck to a beer, lager, sort of ales. But, you know, there's a drinking game to the song Roxanne by The Police.
Is there?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Every time the word Roxanne is said, you spin round while drinking. And then every time every time put on a red light is said, another opposing team... will do the same, they'll spin around and drink. So you can imagine at the peak of rocks I put on the red line. You could probably play drums to this, you know.
Yeah. I mean, should we do that? Is that?
No, not really. But it gets a bit. Yeah, it can happen.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we've got that. All these cool students with the shots, and you're sat there with a pint of mild.
Well, not really a pint of mild. I was on the Guinness. Now, something that did happen. So went out, skin full. Next day, bit rough. A few people ended up sort of crashing on the settee. Now, my cousin, I will name and shame her, Francesca, right? She got up and was sick. Now, I've not been sick on drink for years.
And was she sick? Did she make it to the toilet?
Well, this is it. So I was having a shower and she needed a sick. She needed to do a sick, Johnny.
Right. And then she came in, saw your withered penis and was sick.
No, well, she couldn't get into the bathroom. And her logic, I mean, what would you do? You'd normally go for a sink, maybe, or a window. Just to spew
or
up
a bowl. A washing bowl, up bowl.
A mop and bucket bowl.
Yep, shoe.
Summit, anything. Francesca decided to be sick in a pint pot. Now, that's a skill in itself, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because normally, projectile, your mouth's wide open, your jaw's gaping. It's projectile, it's at all angles. She somehow managed to be sick in a pint pot. Quite impressed with that.
I'm genuinely quite impressed with that. Yeah, I don't think we should chastise her at all.
Perhaps at a later date we can ring her up and see how she did manage such a great...
Yeah, do like a little interview.
Yeah, and just see sort of what the technique is with that. Another thing that came up during the drinking debauchery, the Simba. Have you heard of the Simba, Johnny?
You know what? Yes, I have. You've heard of the Simba? It was no, but so it's absolute bollocks, and it's something that someone told me about the other day, and it took me about... I just don't get it as a thing. Is this where you've ejaculated... And you get someone your thumb and wipe it on her forehead and go, ah, Simba.
In a horizontal line, yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the film The Lion King, the monkey, who, I don't know why he's sort of up there in terms of, he's like sort of an old priest type.
Yeah.
He like snaps open a coconut or some fruit and he sort of wipes across Simba's forehead. So apparently that's a thing that you do with your semen. Now, my cousin Aaron, he's a little bit older than me, and maybe he's not as down with the kids as he thinks he is. Because the first thing that out of his mouth, bear in mind there's ladies in the room, he goes, semen or period blood. Now, I don't know in what capacity it wouldn't be semen in that regard. Why would it be? Because his argument is in the film, it's red.
Oh, right, fair enough.
But... yeah, and I think there's better things you can do if you're gonna if she's up for that.
Yeah,
I think there's better things you can do.
What, wipe it on her face? Yeah, probably.
You know, perhaps give it to a woman who's struggling to conceive. I don't know, but the Simba, that's been brought to my attention.
Yeah.
I've got another little thing I want to discuss before we get onto the topic.
I can see it on your list.
Yeah, can you see it? So I had to go into the Apple store. Fucking hate anything like that. Yeah. They call them genius. They're a genius, aren't they? They call them, right? Dickheads, basically.
They probably sorted me out the other day in the Apple store.
Don't listen. No, this isn't. But this is a kick up the arse. This isn't anything else. This is my criticism of it. I had to get a cable, just a charger cable. Got it in my hand. Perfect. Looking round. No tills, Johnny.
No.
They don't have tills.
No, they don't need them.
The guy has a thing in his hand.
Yeah.
Not his prick. Like a. I don't know, like a card machine?
It's an iPhone tip to a card machine, essentially.
Yeah. As well, I think you can do cash transactions, I'm assuming. I don't know. Right. So I said, I need to pay for this. Oh, if you go to one of the people over here on this side, they'll be able to help you, but you might have to wait a bit. Well, I just need a cable. I don't need... Someone's there just talking about a phone they're clearly never going to buy. Can I just pay for this, please? Mm-hmm. Please, can I just pay for this? And eventually, I got some Spanish fella. Lovely enough, nice enough guy, but he was like, have you used Apple Pay? I was like, nah. Like, I've not even got a fucking contactless card, mate, you know what I mean? I'm a dinosaur in that regard. And then he just had to reel off for 20 minutes how Apple Pay is amazing. And I was like, mate, you've not even got a fucking till, just, I need to pay. Just hurry the fuck up. I was part of me wanted to pay in pound coins. Had I had them on me at that point. I paid in pound coins. Just seemed struggle with that thing. Yeah, where's your till now, motherfucker? So that was, I won't be going to the Apple store.
That was
again.
Your bitter little whinge.
That was my little rant.
Why did you go to the Apple store for a cable?
It wasn't for me.
Ah, right, fair enough.
And I was told that it had to be an Apple charger.
No, fair enough.
Who am I to judge?
Did you put the Get Fact podcast up on all the laptops like I do when I go in?
No, there was a lot of nerds in there already and they weren't listening.
They're the people who we need, mate. That's our demographic.
No, I don't think it is. I disagree with that.
You do? Do we even have...
No, if we did... God, imagine we did a live show. But if we did and all Apple nerds turned up, I'd be bitterly disappointed.
But who the fuck else is going to turn up to this shit?
Well, that's true. Good point, I suppose. I mean, nobody would. Nobody does. Yeah. That's the thing. So we're just...
Although we're
literally speaking to an empty void anyway.
We had 11,000 downloads over there.
Well, that's good going considering how long we've been doing this for.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. We are... Here, really. I mean, I'm looking forward to this, Johnny.
I am. I've been trying to get you to come out for a nice dinner for months, haven't I?
Well, yeah. I mean, a nice dinner is anything you've not cooked for me.
Oh, you little twat. After all the time and effort.
Oh, no. Some of them are nice. The Big Mac that you did, your homemade Big Mac, that's up there. I'm still
and the three stuffed peppers.
Bit much, though.
Bit much, yeah.
Three whole stuffed peppers was a bit much. I liked my turkey dinosaurs that we did last time.
Yes.
Feels like it was only yesterday, that. Curry this week. We're going to go for a curry, aren't we? We're going to go for an Indian.
We're going to go, yeah.
We're going to have something to eat. Are we going to have poppadoms?
Yes, of course, with mango chutney and that red one that I like. The mint and yogurt dip.
Do you like the lime and pickle?
Don't know.
You don't know that one. But we'll get you to try that today.
I like the red one that's a bit spicy.
You mean the chilli?
Yeah. And I like the
red onion?
The red onion I can take or leave.
Right.
And I like that. The mint and yogurt one.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the mango one. But there's only four. I don't know where you've got this lime
there's
one.
There's a lime and pickle one, definitely. I might ask and then we'll get you to have some. I was going to say, what sort of starters do you normally go for?
Well,
do you have two poppadoms to start?
Yeah.
Talk me through. Come on.
So I'd have two poppadoms for a snack while I wait for me starter.
Yeah.
And then I like a lamb chop.
Yeah, a lamb chop.
Oh, lamb chop for a starter.
Right, okay.
And then... A Rogan Josh, maybe?
Okay.
Or a Jalfrezi I had last time.
Chicken?
Lamb.
Lamb. Lamb. Always lamb.
Always lamb.
So you just like killing sort of baby animals?
Yeah. If we could get veal, I would.
Veal's lovely, though.
Not veal, that's...
That's a cow.
Veal was right. If we could get veal, I would.
Yeah. Do you... rice? Chips? Both? Naan bread?
I didn't realise chips was an option, mate.
You didn't realise chips was an option?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
I normally just get rice because they said, do you want rice with that? And I go, yeah.
Oh, God, you're an amateur at this.
Yeah.
You're going to love it going with me. Do you not have barges?
I don't like a barge.
Do you like them, like, dog's dicks, like the shish kebab one?
Oh, yeah. Love a dog's dick.
Oh, you do. That's why you're in court next week.
Yeah.
What about the pakora? Are you familiar with a pakora?
No.
No, okay.
Not cultured enough for that.
Well, we'll have a look tonight. We'll have a look and see what we fancy. Now, curry, Johnny. Most common spices found in curries. Coriander, cumin, turmeric.
Yeah.
And curry powder.
Yeah.
It's a Western thing, dating to the 18th century. Mixtures are commonly thought to have first been prepared by Indian merchants... for sale to members of the British colonial government and army returning to Britain. So the spice trade opened up 1600s when Britain sort of took over Calcutta.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Bombay, as it was then called, and the spice trade boomed. Spicing, obviously, for food is good because before fridges and stuff,
it helps keep you fresh.
You know, sort of palatable when it's on the turn, shall we say.
Right, yeah.
So that's how it originated. The word curry, Johnny... comes from curry or karil, which is the Tamil word for spiced sauce.
Yeah, all right.
So there you go, you learn something new every day. In the UK, how much do you reckon we spend a year on Indian food?
3.8 billion.
You know, you aim big, and I don't fault you for that. £250 million.
No.
The earliest known curry was made in Mesopotamia in around 700 BC. Are you a fan of the chicken tikka masala, Johnny? Sort of a one-up from korma. The ready one.
No, my issue is I don't like the creamy ones. I can't stick coconut on. I don't like anything creamy.
Yeah, it can be creamy in some...
Yeah, places. So I tend to stay clear of kormas and tikkas and things like that.
Okay. Every 1 in 7 curries sold in the UK is a chicken tikka masala, making it the UK's most popular curry dish. There you go.
Have you ever had a chicken tartar?
Oh, here we go. This was recommended, this joke.
It was. This was genuinely. We said we were going to do this episode, and Kieran asked for this joke to make a comeback.
One of our lovely listeners. Loyal, long-term suffering listener.
Yeah. Have you ever had a chicken tartar?
No, Johnny. What is one of them?
It's like a chicken...
Still can't even say it.
It's like a chicken tikka, except it's a little otter.
There you go, tikka being an otter, of course. The largest naan bread... I'll just do some facts while you laugh at that.
6 foot, probably.
The largest naan bread ever made...
6 foot.
10 foot long.
Oh, he was close.
Do you know how long it took to cook?
About 10 feet.
5 hours.
Yeah.
One of the... God almighty, I can't speak. One of the hottest curries ever made... was the chicken naga, made with naga chilies that are more than 100 times hotter than jalapeno peppers. Jalapenos are like halfway up on the Scoville spectrum, you know, where you measure.
Yeah.
So imagine...
Well, is that what you measure gophers in? Am I thinking of Scoville?
Yeah, you're thinking of Scoville. It's how you measure heat. I think US government police pepper spray is second highest. Jalapenos are sort of halfway up. So 100 times rather hotter than that is one of the hottest curries ever. You say a vindaloo, or you say go off menu and have a tindaloo, but there's a phal as well, phal.
Yeah, my mate used to eat them.
Yeah, I've got a mate who used to eat them. And I dipped my fork in it and licked the fork, and oh my God, it was
Yeah, it's too hot. Much, isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty comfortable. To the point where the guy, because he went, oh, can I have a phal, you know, into my hot food. The guy was like, you'll struggle. To the point where the guy was kind of pissed off that he'd had it quite convincingly. He was sweating a little bit, but it's all part of the fun. Were you going to say something then?
Yeah, it was, but you cut me off and now I can't remember it. What were we on about?
We were on about the hottest curry and a vindaloo and a tindaloo.
Is it gone? It might have gone. Oh, it was... Oh, shit, what was it? That was going to be brilliant. I can't believe you've made the listeners lose out on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the whole world will hold its breath forever. The first recipe in English to make a curry, and it's spelled curry, C-U-R-R-E-Y, the Indian way, was in Hannah Glass's Art of Cookery, published in 1747. There are now more than 10,000 restaurants in the UK serving curry.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem that many, does it?
It doesn't really, no.
You know, when you think of a Wetherspoons, does a... curry club on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's...
I'd have thought there was 10,000 Wetherspoons in the country selling curry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I believe that.
Now, a record tower of poppadoms...
Does my breath smell, by the way?
No, why?
I don't know, I just felt like it did for a bit and I didn't want to be breathing on
you. I mean, I always recoil at the sight of you anyway, Johnny, so it's not... Don't take that personally.
Oh, that's fair enough then.
A record tower of poppadoms were piled up in Northampton in 2012 to celebrate Curry Week, Johnny.
Oh.
Do you know how many poppadoms were in it? 1,280. Do you know how high it was?
Yeah, it was 1,280 poppadoms high. What's a poppadom? A millimetre?
5'8".
Yeah.
So there you go, about my height. Curry Week is celebrated mid-October every year.
Oh, did you know yesterday, 2 days ago, was National Joke Day?
Wee, ba-dum-dum. Yeah. Could have done that and you drunk it.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
But I need to be over there to do that,
yeah,
wouldn't I?
Well, fucked it. There's also a town in Somerset called North Curry.
All right.
West Curry is in Cornwall. There you go. All about the facts for the curry. There are more curry houses in London than Mumbai.
Can imagine, yeah.
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 The first UK curry house opened in 1810. An Indian entrepreneur, Dean Mohammed, launched the restaurant in Portman Square, London. And it was a place aimed at the nobility and gentry, where they might enjoy the hookah, I believe that's the smoking thing, with real cheam tobacco and Indian dishes of the highest profession. The restaurant went bankrupt within 3 years. The oldest surviving Indian restaurant in the UK is Vishwami, established in 1926 on Regent Street. There you go. Back to the chicken tikka. Birmingham and Glasgow dispute the invention of the tikka masala.
It was made in Glasgow, everyone knows that.
Birmingham couple said that, this is a story, a normal curry was too hot, so they added cream and yoghurt or whatever, mixed it together. Tikka masala, love?
Do you want to try it? It tastes lovely. You've took all the spice out of it, but I still shit tomorrow morning, won't I? That's great.
Well done on your Birmingham accent there, James. I don't think you get enough compliments.
Cheers.
What a nice treat for all the listeners.
The word Baltic means bucket, Johnny.
The word Baltic means cold.
Baltic.
Some fucking Baltic out there, pet.
Chicken Baltic. And I think that just brings a different meaning to chicken Baltic, doesn't it, if it's chicken bucket? It's like KFC, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken bucket, please.
I like KFC.
Masala means spice mix. And South Indian food is spicier than North Indian food. So there you go, Johnny. There's my facts on curry.
So now we know all about it. I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, so we're going to go for a curry. We're also going to go for a couple of cheeky cobras. Do they do cobra?
Oh, well, I'll be on the carling, as normal.
Okay, standard. Yeah. We're going to have a couple of them.
Yeah. Pub. So I'm a bit interested in how this is going to go, because I actually went to this place that we're going last night.
You've been twice. So now they're going to look at you and think you're some sort of weirdo, or like you're really keen on the food now.
Yeah, so I had a really... I don't want to say too much because I don't want to taint James's expectation of what he's about to encounter. But I had a genuinely bizarre night there last night.
Okay.
And I just hope it's the same
for you. Is
that
because of the company you shared?
No. Okay. All, like, literally, like, all because of the restaurant.
Okay.
And I've got a funny feeling that we might not get to our main course.
Okay, that could be interesting.
If you were there last night, you'd have punched someone.
Oh, really?
It would have, honestly, you'd have loved it. You'd have been that I was to the point, right, where I was laughing so much, I was crying. Right? So I'll tell you about that story, perhaps, when we come back.
Or maybe we'll know, or maybe I'll punch someone, who knows. Yeah. We're going to go for a few drinks, some Ruby Murray, as they call it, I think, down there, London, whatever they say.
Yeah.
And we will be back shortly.
We will. In a bit.
Hi there, we're back.
We are, we're back.
Yeah, you may notice that we're now in stereo as well.
Stereo.
Not what stereo means, mate.
No, okay.
That's
sorry.
Delay you're thinking of.
No, I was doing like from different angles.
Ah, right. I mean, if we should be able to, if we get this right, we should be able to like talk and then as we keep talking, go around someone's head from right to left. And then if I get really into the microphone, I can go all the way back around. Oh, fuck me, that's sexy, weird. Isn't it? Yeah. I've just literally gone for a trip around someone's head.
Mm,
can I do it over here and go to the front? Can you? Da 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 da. Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I'm like a radar.
Anyway, how was your curry, Johnny?
It was lovely. Oh, yeah, we've got a new microphone, by the way. That's why it sounds different.
Mm.
Yeah, curry was lush, mate.
It was, weren't it? It seemed pretty normal in that curry house.
Yeah, it wasn't as funny as it was the time I went before, where they accused the person I was with of being...
Lady friend.
Just like a... what did they say? You said, you're just like a woman, but a manly one.
Mm. I mean, I don't know. I've not met this person, so I don't know if she's a manly one.
No, you've not met her, have you?
Nothing wrong with it if she is.
No, nothing at all. I mean, if she's got a cock, whose business is that except mine and hers, potentially?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty normal. I think it was normal considering it was just essentially two blocks in an empty curry house.
Yeah, after a while that other couple turned up, didn't they?
Mm, older couple. Mm. We got a brandy. Was the brandy on the house?
Brandy was on the house, yeah.
Lovely.
Didn't like that, did you?
I don't like stuff like that.
It was hot brandy as well. They put it over a candle to warm it up.
Yeah, which sounds as shit as it is.
Oh no, it was nice.
Did you think?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then we went to the pub, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And then we went to another pub, which stunk, didn't it?
It did, it was fucking rank.
It was rough as toast. There was a guy in there in a vest. We smelled like BO and they were trying to drunkenly tell each other how to play dominoes while we just had a few drinks, didn't we?
Yeah, and then we came back here, got shouted at.
Didn't drop the fruity, did we? Didn't drop the fruity.
No, we tried though, didn't we? We put a good £5 in that.
And then Johnny went on his drums and I wanted to see if you could play the drums... Similar to Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2.
Couldn't, not with 9 pints of me anywhere.
And a bloke from next door knocked on Danny and told you to shut the fuck up.
It did. I mean, technically, by the time he got there, we'd moved on to Could You Be Loved.
Yeah, we had. We'd had a bit of a medley for him before he actually came round. So, yeah, it got interrupted, didn't it, the night. I wouldn't say it was cut short, but...
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that. Do you think maybe he's just not that keen on reggae?
In terms of what...
It wasn't actually the noise that bothered him, it was just the reggae.
It's like, not the reggae, please.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It could be. It's really weird recording this with headphones on.
Is it?
I can, like, I'm properly conscious of our sound, yeah.
You look like a twat.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I feel like a twat.
Well, you are a twat.
Let's call it what it is, yeah.
Let's call a spade, Johnny is a twat. But, yeah. No, sorry, yeah. Yeah, I'm aware of the fact that you've got headphones on.
Yeah.
What make are they?
These are my Turtle Beach ones that I bought for my PlayStation. I do have some proper Sennheiser ones, but
Turtle Beach, is that a good one?
According to the woman who flogged us it in game, yeah.
Yeah, she would, though, wouldn't she? She would say that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the main reason I chose this brand was because they come with a sticker that I wanted for my laptop.
Again, not really a reason to have bought anything.
I mean, I've bought a lot of things without any reason this week.
You have, actually, but we'll go on to that at a later date, I'm sure.
I mean, we can go into it in next week's episode, or we can use it to fill the last 5 minutes of this week's episode.
We can still discuss... Well, we've not even discussed what you had for your curry.
That's because I can't remember.
So we had poppadoms, didn't we?
We had, yeah, four.
And I wanted to see if you wanted one of them dog sticks, but you didn't have that,
did you? Didn't have a dog stick, no.
No, we didn't have four each, we had two poppadoms each.
Yeah, two each.
And then I put, like, my chutney and stuff on, but just sort of threw it all, and you went, oh, do you mix yours up?
Yeah, you had a multi-chutney delight, didn't you?
Mm.
The medley, we called it.
We did, we called it the poppadom medley. They did do the lime pickle, but I think you had to ask for it.
Special thing.
And then you told the bloke how to pull a pint, despite the fact you've never pulled a pint before in your life.
I have pulled pints before in my life. Pulled loads of pints.
So go on. So what was your reasoning for the guy?
So basically, right...
And this has happened twice in a row now that you've been there.
Yeah.
So you just think you're after your second pint for free.
Yeah, so he poured me a dodgy pint. It tasted like absolute crap. So I took it back. And I said, what you need to do, mate, is if you've just changed the barrel or something, you need to pull 5 or 6 pints through it and chuck them away because they'll be shite and no good for anything.
Yeah.
Right, which is true. So he did.
Yeah, but he actually started doing it, which made me laugh. Yeah. You said to him, how many of you served today? And he went, just you? And you went, well, no, yeah, you need to pull a through it then. If he'd have said loads, you'd have said, yeah, even more reason to do so.
Yeah.
So whatever he'd have said.
I mean, whatever happened that day, he was chucking some lager down that sink, yeah.
What professional capacity have you got?
Oh, I fucking drink for fuck.
I drink for fuck? That's Middlesbrough for drinks a lot.
Yeah.
So that happened. I had the... I can't think what I had now.
You had the Rogan Josh. Because I remember thinking, oh, I normally get that one.
Yeah, what did you have? You had something different.
I had something that I never had before and can't remember how it's pronounced.
Oh, my starter was the chicken chat puree, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
And I had the lamb chops.
You always have lamb chops, you said.
I love a lamb chop, yeah.
Which isn't really... Was it a tikka chop?
I might nip back round now and get another portion of lamb chops.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving.
You keep saying this.
I know. I think I've got a tapeworm.
You've either got that or... I mean, you're drinking a lot. It could be diabetes.
Mm-hmm. I'm cutting down on the drinking, to be honest with you, mate. I've gone through maybe 24 tins in about a fortnight and I've still got 3 left.
Okay, that's quite slow for you, that, yeah. Oh, well, you're doing quite well. So to recap then, Johnny, for curries, will we be going back? I think we should.
I think we should definitely go. I'd like to become a regular.
Yeah, the guy was sort of talking as if... Sorry, I'm just scrambling around with things on a table. He was talking like he was trying to get pally with us, weren't he?
Yeah.
And that's not because we're cool kids, that's because he wants us to go back again.
Oh, I thought it was because we were dead cool.
No, it's definitely not that.
Yeah, shit.
And then you started saying things as if we're like a gay couple in there.
Did I?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You were saying things like, would you like a coffee, darling, and stuff at the end.
Was I?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, right, I can't remember that.
See, there you go.
I mean, it's almost as if it's been a week since we had that curry.
No, yeah, absolutely. It wasn't as if we had to stop recording because we'd had too many beers or anything, but yeah.
No, definitely didn't. I mean, the listeners who've noticed that we're now using the new microphone probably wondered how we bought a new microphone from an Indian.
What are you trying to say? Indian people can't sell microphones. What are you trying to say? You're bloody racist.
They generally don't sell them in
fucking Nazi.
They generally don't sell them in eateries.
Okay, nice save.
Yeah.
Well, that was the curry podcast episode.
It was.
It's not the curry podcast. There probably is a podcast out there based on curries.
I can almost guarantee there is.
We should do... This is an idea. We should do a food review every so often.
Yeah, well, we'll do that. 5 stars. Okay. I liked it.
5 stars for... What was it called?
I don't want to say what it's called because it's the title of where I live and all my fans will come and...
Yeah, of course.
Come and have a look at me.
If you did have an Indian restaurant, what would you call it?
I mean, Argy Bargy. It's classic, but...
That suggests it's like a fight club downstairs.
Obviously, I'd be there. It's when I do Anthony Joshua over.
Oh, that also reminds me of when I actually was ordering food, and I was like, are we getting a rice each? Are we getting a naan bread? Are we getting this? Are we getting that? And I was looking at the menu, and I was going to get chips, and he went, that's enough. So that was me told.
Oh, I got a keema rice, didn't I?
You did, you got a keema rice. Yeah, that was dead nice. Never had it before.
I loved it, I'd have it again.
Yeah. So there you go, just a little insight into Johnny's mind there and his local community.
Yeah.
We will see you again next week. We're on Twitter.
At GetFactCast.
You can email us.
GetFactCast@gmail.com, but no one ever does.
And you can get us on all mediums, as obviously you have done here to get us.
Yeah, Acast, iTunes, Stitcher, all the rest of it.
Cheers, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.